The U.S. has released new details about Jose Padilla, saying he was a dangerous terrorist on a mission to blow up apartment buildings. The government put out that information to justify Padilla's continued detention as an enemy combatant. Padilla's lawyer is challenging that status, saying he's never had a chance to defend himself. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
For 2 years, Padilla has been known to the public as the American citizen who schemed to blow up a dirty bomb, a man so dangerous he's been held incommunicado for much of that time in a Navy brig in South Carolina. Now the government says America needs to know just what Padilla had planned. The Justice Department's James Comey held a news conference to say al-Qaeda leaders told Padilla and an accomplice to find as many as 3 apartment buildings in the U.S. that used natural gas.
That they rent 2 apartments in each building, seal those apartments, turn on the gas, and set timers to detonate and destroy the buildings simultaneously at a later time.
Comey says that Padilla had volunteered to do worse, to blow up a nuclear device or a so-called dirty bomb, but that al-Qaeda thought the apartment plot more likely to succeed. Comey said he decided to detail Padilla's story for one reason.
It will allow the American people to understand the threat he posed and also understand that the president's decision was and continues to be essential to the protection of the American people.
The president's decision not to charge Padilla and to declare him an enemy combatant has been one of the most controversial of the war on terror. But Padilla's attorney, Donna Newman, says yesterday's announcement is in effect another wrong, another effort by the government to convict her client without a trial.
I suggest to you that if you've been at a trial, what you really saw today was Mr. Comey's opening statement in a trial that they refused to allow to go forward, where they refused to allow my client, Jose Padilla, to give his side of the story.
The government says the narrative of the Padilla plot is based on his own confessions and on interrogations of other al-Qaeda members. But none of these statements can be tested because Padilla and his alleged co-conspirators remain in military custody. In fact, Padilla's attorneys have had to turn to the Supreme Court, which is supposed to decide soon whether the government has the power to unilaterally declare U.S. citizens to be enemy combatants. Professor Michael Greenberger, now with the University of Maryland and formerly with the Clinton administration, says this announcement is an attempt to influence that decision.
I think any objective observer would have to believe that the real concern that Mr. Padilla and his lawyer should have today is that this is an attempt through the development of a record in public opinion to sway the court in its outcome.
The Justice Department denies this and also says this announcement was not tied to last week's determination by Attorney General John Ashcroft that al-Qaeda may well be 90% of the way to launching an attack on the U.S. this summer. That statement was criticized by many in Washington as alarmist. But Pepperdine University law professor Douglas Kamek says the Padilla announcement simply shows the government recognizes the need to address public concerns about the indefinite detention of U.S. citizens.
So long as they believe that the information that has been declassified no longer needs to be kept secret for purposes of finding others who are co-conspirators in the effort to do us harm.
The government says the release of the Padilla information was prompted by a request from Utah Senator Orrin Hatch, Republican chair of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is holding hearings about the handling of the war on terror. Many others, including Padilla's attorneys, have asked for this information without success. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.